gawatuti gawatuti ñu jox suñu tubaab bi moy.
Here on Jibril Anne's family farm in Niag, 50 kilometers northeast of Dakar, he lost more than half of his mango crop to fruit flies this year. His grove is barren of fruit, the harvest ending a month earlier than usual this year.
Cette année, ce qu'on a perdu, on n'a jamais perdu ça. L'année dernière aussi, c'était pas la même chose, c'était moins grave.
Anne says the problem is catastrophic. He lost one third of his crop in 2005 and more than half in 2006. Anne is not alone. In meetings across Dakar, producers, exporters, researchers, and government officials expressed their concern that mangoes, which constitute more than 60% of Senegal's fruit production, are being threatened by Bactrocera invadens, an Asian fruit fly first discovered in Kenya in 2003. The mission of saving Senegal's mangoes by educating the public about this newest invader is bringing together farmers and elected officials, fruit packers and exporters, vendors and consumers of Senegal's mangoes.
Mangoes is a food item that the common man consumes every day.
Patrick Nugawela is the business development advisor for USAID, an American economic development program which is supporting the Senegalese government and private sector's battle against fruit flies.
Mango is a fruit that is important for the food security of the country. And that is the fruit that the common people consumes in the country. And that is the most affordable fruit, and that is the most consumed fruit.
Also at stake is economic security, says Nugawela. By his calculations, almost 25,000 are directly employed in Senegal's mango sector.
This sector has a wide spectrum of people who are depending on it. Mango flies is affecting almost everybody across the sectors, from the producer to the exporter.
In interviews with farmers across Dakar, their alarm is evident. Papa Amadou Dior with the African Consortium of Agriculture Development lost one-third of his crop to fruit flies last year.
We lose 30% of our harvest because fruit flies are very difficult to control. It's getting in a state of emergency. We have only mangoes, and if we don't success in mango exportation, we're going to make no more money.
Last year, 60,000 metric tons of mangoes were produced in Senegal, valued at almost $10 million. 4,000 tons were exported, mostly to the European Union, which was worth a little over $4 million. People linked to the mango industry fear that fruit revenues will drop if the region does not control the fruit fly population. The coordinator of the fruit fly program in Senegal's Department of Agriculture is Bay Dia.
Le Sénégal n'est pas un îlot isolé à l'intérieur de l'Afrique.
Senegal is not isolated, he says. Senegal alone cannot combat fruit flies. It requires a regional approach, he adds. Mamadou Anne, the general manager of the Niag family farm, surveys his family's 48 hectares of mangoes, which 8 farmers work at year-round. He himself makes $80 a month overseeing the workers. During harvest season, he hires up to 10 more, in addition to people to harvest, pack, wash, and transport them to the local market or to shipping centers for exports. His father started planting mangoes in 1978, but this year's losses make him question next year's plans for the farm.
Wow. Carima.
Speaking in Senegal's local Wolof language, he says that, of course, he is afraid of losing the family farm. Phuong Tran, VOA News, Dakar.
旺旺英语网站, 欢迎您的光临, 请记住我们的网址是 www.english.com